Many people in your industry won't expect you to have a brain for your career. In fact, they're often counting on you not to, so that they can step in and make a percentage from your sales or get themselves an outrageously good deal from you. The smarter you are about steering your career, the more independent you'll be, and the better prepared to fight the battles that will inevitably arise. An office system to keep you on track. You need 7 tools to help you to keep track of all the important stuff, including things that have no visual reminder. And this is key to being able to keep your desk tidy without worrying that you've forgotten something important. Using this system will enable you to do the kind of long-term planning, steering, and self-development that you need to, as well as stick to your goals. But it is an all-or-nothing deal. It simply won't work otherwise. You will need a set of 3 stackable desk or letter trays, an A5 notebook, spiral-bound, a diary, which you can carry everywhere, a calendar with at least a big box for every day, a virtual in-tray for your email, which we'll set up in a minute, post-it notes, the most common-sized 3-inch by 5-inch rectangular ones, a filing cabinet with hanging files and labels. We're going to set up a system using these 7 things that make it easy for you to track all your projects and to respond to people promptly wherever you work and no matter how often you're away from your desk and working somewhere else. If you're someone who prefers all their information to be in the cloud or on their phone, you can transfer parts of the system to the virtual world eventually. But I recommend you work with these physical tools to start with, as it's faster and less complicated for a beginner. Set things up first as follows. First, the A5 book. Use the A5 notebook to make a master list of all the things you need to do. This will take a considerable strain off your memory and allow you to think about which tasks are most important because you can see them all. Business tasks should be listed in a column on the left-hand side of the page and domestic tasks on the right-hand side. By the way, if you suffer with procrastination, each task that you list should be a single step that you can accomplish in a single sitting. So your major tasks should be broken down into these single sitting steps before they're listed, as it makes your goals seem easier to achieve. If you don't and you're pretty good at guessing the next step, you can simply list your objective. The list should only ever be 1 page long, so don't just dump any task you can think of on it. Delegate tasks, prune commitments you've made to yourself, or ditch projects as you need to. If you're someone who breaks major tasks down, brainstorm your next steps for each one in the back of the book or in a separate project file. That way, you have a path mapped out, but you only ever need to list the first couple of these steps per major project or task on your master list at any one time. Then cross each step off as you complete it and add the next one from the project list at the same time. You'll find that tasks not noted on your master list probably won't get taken seriously, so it's important that you keep updating it. You should write a new master list on a fresh page when you've crossed off most of the tasks on it, transferring over any you haven't completed yet. Of course, there will be regular tasks you need to remember rather than one-offs. List all the things you need to do every day in the back of the book, such as special exercises from the physiotherapist or a regular practice session. We will refer to these shortly. The other way you can use this notebook is when you make important phone calls or go to meetings. You can list questions you will ask and note the date, the name of the person you spoke to, and their answers. If they've promised you materials or a contract or a reply by a certain date, you can make a note of this in your diary so that you're prompted to chase them if necessary. You can also use your A5 book to make other useful lists and note down contacts or ideas. Use some of those sticky bookmark tabs to highlight these so that you can flip to them straight away.